number five on the agenda, Blue Heron Estates LLC.
How you doing?
You're back.
I'm back.
Okay, can both you gentlemen state your names and addresses for the record, please?
Joe Carrazza, Westchester Modulus, 1995, Route 22.
Richard Sauter, 56 North Green, Manhattan, New York.
Swear that you, the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're here, you had a use variance a while ago, your house went up very quickly.
Yes.
I was shocked at how quickly it went up. And now you want to do a front porch?
Okay, well, so this is what happened. As you can see, first of all, this was where the old porch was.
That's the house that you kind of...
That's the house, yeah.
Floor.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so it was like 5 feet off the middle of the street. When we submitted the first application, everybody misses. My engineer, the building inspector, everybody. If you look here, underneath this black line, it says 16 feet to the front porch.
Okay.
That's what the variance we should have gotten. And we went to 20 because they were looking at this number here.
Ah.
To the front
so
of the house.
So this is just a legalized what we've already got.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was approved. This plan was approved. The front porch was approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is why we ask people to verify their distances very often when they're unclear.
Yeah. Nobody saw it. It was like, what do you mean? And finally, it's like, look at that. Yeah. So it was underneath that black line. So we're really here to.
So you're not looking to add anything to this house. You just want to legalize.
Just want to legalize what we're doing. Exactly.
What else did you want? Nothing.
Please.
So it was assumed that it was 20 feet from the property line in the front.
The house is, and the deck could be there, I think.
Because my recollection
is... Because we're putting a roof over it, now you're in part.
My recollection is you were only before us previously for a use variance. There was no area variance component like that. Not correct.
Well, not because of what was there, but actually we're still better off than what was there.
Yeah.
Originally.
Okay.
It was definitely a use variance.
Yeah. Okay. The board members have any questions?
No.
Okay. Anyone in the audience has any questions or comments on this application?
Yes, I have a comment.
Hi.
My name is Sheila Rojas. I live in 2594 Carroll Avenue, so I live next to the house.
Okay.
So I guess I want to have a better understanding of this porch. Now, how far away is that going to be from the road?
Do you see the deck that's on there now?
In the back?
No, in the front.
In the front, yeah, that little portion.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, my concern was that if it was going to expand a little bit more, if it would block the view.
Yeah, no, and the original porch for the house that blew up was even closer. So this is
okay,
back.
Yeah.
Once they wanted to put a roof on it, it affected how they were going to get a variance, that they would need a variance in order to put the roof over the covering over it. That's all.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. I assume the board's all okay to vote on this one tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. You have an option of referring to next month? You better go forward.
Okay.
We will do that. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final comments or statements you'd like to make in support of your application?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. I will, in that instance, entertain any motion anyone will care to make on this application.
I'll make a motion to grant the applicant a 34-foot variance from the south front setback for purposes of the porch that is built now, right?
Porch 16 feet.
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I think Rod was first with the second. Paul, can you please address the criteria?
Yes, sir. Whether an undesirable change in the physical character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created by the variance, there will be no change whatsoever to the character of the neighborhood or the property itself. So I don't see that as an issue. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance, no, not. We, as we went through a lot of this, before us, different purpose, but this is really where this prop, where this house needs to be. And I don't think there's any method for doing this other than a variance. Whether the requested variance is substantial, not given that it's replacing something that was even closer to the road, I think it's, it is not substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's no evidence to that effect, and I don't believe there would be any. Whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, no, it was absolutely not. It was created by a fire.
Okay, great. Thank you, Paul. We'll do a roll call vote. John, I'll start with you.
In favor.
Paul?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Rod?
In favor.
I'm in favor as well.
Variance is granted. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And 1 second, your paperwork.
Joe?
Yes.
You can have these back. No, not you.
I'm sorry.
I was going to hand them to you. I meant Joe.
Great.
Joe, too.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
I never call her Joe. That's funny.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Will be all set.
Have a great evening, guys.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm sorry. I never called you.